Hey, Ashley, it's Garner.
Hi, Garner. How's it going?
Good, good. Did I get you to bad time?
No, just heading to dog daycare.
To doggy daycare?
You betcha.
Yeah, what's your dog's name?
Herbie.
Herbie. Hi, Herbie.
He's a little upset right now.
Well, does Herbie know where you're going?
He has an idea. He's pretty nervous for me.
Yeah, now, this is Ashley. At 6:30 this morning, Bryce was on the radio, and we were making fun of North Korea, because that's what we do over here. And,
well, that's what most people do.
And because Bryce had a story about North Korean airline, I don't even know what it's called, voted worst airline on the planet. And then I jokingly said, guess I'll have to cancel my winter vacation plans. And then you texted immediately and said, guess where I'm going on vacation? North Korea. Nobody goes to North Korea on vacation.
No, that's true. I guess you'd call it a trip, not a vacation.
Yeah.
But there is a spa included on my itinerary.
A spa? Well, yeah. Yeah. Is it all inclusive, all the tyranny you can handle?
It sure is. Everything is paid for.
Wow. Who are you going with?
It's a company called Young Pioneer Tours.
Uh-huh.
And North Korea lets in like a small number of tourists every year. So I applied to go and I was accepted, and so that's where I'm headed on Thursday.
Wow, what kind of rigorous screening process is there when you apply to go to North Korea?
I think you just have to not be a terrorist and not have any sort of bad things on your record, I guess. But yeah. Other than that, nothing. Even, like, Americans can go, so...
Wow. Well, they yeah. Can't even go to Cuba yet, but, maybe they can, I don't know. But, so how long are you going to be in North Korea for?
I'm there for 11 days. I take a train from, a 24-hour North Korean train from Beijing to Pyongyang.
Uh-huh.
And then I spend some time there, and then we're going to tour around the countryside and go to a farm and see how well things are doing in North Korea.
Yeah, well, from all the propaganda, I mean, all the stuff I see, things are going great in North Korea.
Yeah, well, it's a government sanctioned tour, so yeah. We're only going to see what the government wants us to see.
Well, and
so
I'm sure
we're staying at great hotels and eating at great restaurants, and
yeah,
you know.
And you will never be left unsupervised, will you?
Never,
yeah.
Never.
Have they?
Never. And there's a long list of rules that I have for behavior and whatnot.
That's so. What I was going to ask you about. Can you hang on just a few seconds here?
Yeah. You bet.
I have so many questions, though. Ashley alluded to the fact, though, that there's a lot of do's and don'ts. Can you give us some examples?
Okay, well, I have to, on any occasion that we meet any sort of important person, like government person, or we have to bow to them. We have to bow to the, I guess you'd call it the mausoleums of the former Kims. So we're going there, and we have to bow in front of that. We have to place flowers in front of one of the memorial sites. I'm not allowed to bring basically anything. I can bring my phone, but I'm not allowed to use it, and there's no phone service anyway, so it doesn't matter. And I'm not allowed to bring any religious materials.
Wow.
Or anything that's critical of North Korea.
You mean like everything?
Yeah.
So essentially, well, no, I won't say. I was going to say, so essentially you're not even allowed to bring your own opinions and thoughts?
Well, exactly. So if they brain scan me, I'm not sure that I'll be allowed in the door.
Yeah. So you're not allowed to take any pictures at all?
No, we can take pictures, but there are some places where we're not allowed to take pictures. And if I get caught taking a picture there, then I could be arrested.
What about selfies? Do they have a selfie law?
Nope, I'm allowed as many selfies as I want, as long as they're not in front of anything disrespectful.
Wow, I would imagine North Korea would have stiff selfie laws.
It's possible, but, I mean, I'm not going to pull out my phone because I just don't want to risk that with my selfies. So I'm just going to probably take normal pictures this
okay.
time.
Okay. Well, Ashley, so you leave next Thursday, like a week from today?
Yep.
Okay. Are you allowed to wear shorts over there?
Yeah, I'm allowed to wear anything I want unless I go and visit. There's some royal palace that if we go there, I have to dress in formal wear and I can't wear sandals. But other than that, I can dress how I want.
Really?
Yeah, within reason. Like,
I think you should just be You should
wear
just be that
shirt.
I was going to say, you should just be that tourist that I see every time I go to Mexico that goes to the grocery store in a bathing suit.
Yeah, I don't know if it's warm out there, but I could try for you.
Okay.
Maybe at the spa.
Ashley, all the best to you, and let us know how it goes. I find that place, well, it angers me, it boils my blood, but at the same time, I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm going. I want to see what it's really like. So
okay.
I will let you know.
Thank you, Ashley. Safe travels.
Thank you so much, Garner.
Okay. Interesting.